Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, here we are. Back to school's about a month away now. I want to let you know that we have someone, as far as the doctor is concerned, the doctor's in, and we have an individual who's here to talk about different kinds of computer needs that yourself or your children might have when they're going and equipping them to go back to school. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dr. Aaron. Dr. Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show. And I apologize for those, you know, your services are rendered needed very much around the country. Want to first off say thank you for taking time out to be on the show. What we want to talk about today is the needs for different kinds of computers for different, you know, age groups, from K to 5, you know, to 6th through 8th, 9th to 12th, and then college-bound students. First off, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your passion, Dr. Aaron?
Yeah, sure. I've been doing technical work for the past 20 years. This year, since 1996, attended a technical high school in New York City. And my passion is technology, and I have bachelor's degree of industrial electronics from a college in New York City. And I've been factory trained by three corporations, and now I'm working as an independent computer repair store here in Tucson, Arizona. And I offer my computer services for varying budgets. I also sell laptops through various different avenues. So, and Tom, that's my passion. That's who I am, and that's what I do.
Well, listen, I have some people on the line. They just can't wait to talk to you. Okay, I want to introduce you. But the thing is it's back to school, and there are so many, you know, single moms. There's so many, you know, single dads. There's so many people who can't wait for the kids to get back to school. I think we talked earlier today. As far as, you know, all the kids want the Michael Jordan, you know, Snickers for $300 to $500. It took me, you know, 3 weeks to, you know, convince my mom to give me some high-top Converses back when I was of age. I'm not going to tell you my age, but the thing I'm trying to tell you is it was only $9.50. Can you tell us about why they need to stop before they go to Best Buy or Walmart, and why they need to come and see you first?
Well, it just might be that a parent, that for them, it might be their best option to go to their local department store, whether it be Best Buy, Walmart, Target, or wherever. But some of the important needs we mentioned that, you know, the kids, you know, they want the most expensive, you know, popular thing, but I'm going to be focusing on exactly what the needs are for when it comes to, you know, purchasing a computer for the kids for back to school. So there's six areas I just want to briefly just mention real quick here. That is, number one is the cost. Mm-hmm. Number two is the battery life of the product. Number three is the processor, and I'll explain what that is. Number four is the longevity, how long the machine will last. Also, operating system and exactly how the computer is going to be used. So first of all, I like to say talk about the cost. Now, you know, families, you know, they'll be on a budget and what have you, and just about there's a computer out there for just about any budget. Okay, there's a budget out there for computers that are less than $150. And if you want information, you can see me about, you can have people call me about that. And there's even a budget up to people that want something in the $2,000 range. Now, as I go through some of the other items, a computer that costs just less than $150 can be just as effective as a $2,000 computer. But a lot of it depends on the usage. Now, starting with the elementary schoolers, there's not so much use that goes on as far as demand goes. But anything will practically work for someone in elementary school. Okay, the battery life is not that important because many times they're going to be doing work at home, you know, at the house.
Right.
Battery life is not that important for elementary school. Processors are usually not that important. Usually when it comes to processors, I usually recommend anything that starts with the letter I. It could be i3, i5, i7. As long as it starts with the letter I, and that goes for Apple products too. Apple products have processors in them just like Windows products. If it starts with the letter I, it's good. Obviously, there's even levels within the I's, and that's i3, i5, i7, i7 being the best. Talking just one more thing about the processors, the biggest, one of the largest manufacturers of processors is a company called Intel, right here in California, and they have not put out any new types of processors since the i7 was released, and that was back in 2008. So don't feel that you need a new computer because it has a better processor. All the processors, there's not any new processors, you know, for the most part that have been designed less, you know, for the past 8 years. So nothing new has been released. So even if you were to buy a brand new computer, you're running on a chip that's been designed 8 years ago.
Okay.
Also, a lot of people don't
continue.
Yeah. Also,
so in other words, you're saying to me that we need to come to the doctor to get diagnosed.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, my business is fixing computers, so I don't do a whole lot as by way of sales, but all the information that I'm giving out is information that I usually end up sharing with my customers because they need to know when they're – this is information that they need to know when they're trying to buy something. They may feel that they need something new because, you know, they had a warranty or what have you. But there are ways around
let me stop you right here real quickly, Doctor, because the doctor's in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Aaron, okay? And we're going to talk about this, but I have two of my co-hosts on the show, and they're just beaming me right now. And I wanted them to call in because before you finish, what you're talking about is the different areas of groups of computers. But what if y'all haven't listened to the doctor, he said that Intel has already done this 8 years ago. Okay, so there's no need for you to spend $2,000 for a $150 computer if that's what all you need. Let me bring on a couple of individuals, okay, Doctor, please.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yes.
Okay, let me bring on 404-441. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
Okay, well, this is Ms. Bailey. This right here is one of the top entrepreneurs in the state of Georgia. Did you grasp what the doctor was saying to you? You know, he's giving you a prescription when you're going to
yes,
buy a computer.
I did. I got a lot of information.
Okay. Now, well, welcome to the show. This is Tricia Bailey, okay, the Lookout Lady. She has her own superhero, you know, model, as it will. But do you have right now? What do you think about what the doctor said to you?
It looks like something that I want to probably purchase from him because, like you said, if Intel is going to cost that much, I might as well, you know, get something that's more affordable and you know, something I know will last. And you know, I need something for my business. I need something probably this year, and I probably need to speak to you anyway about getting a computer.
Okay. What kind of business are you in?
Yeah. She's a superhero. She's like Wonder Woman. She got a cape and a mask.
Okay.
Tell him a little bit about yourself.
The character's name is Lookout Lady. Uh-huh. And I look out for, you know, different things like people's health, fitness, your safety. I also advocate for no texting and driving. So those are some of the things that I advocate for.
Okay.
Okay, doctor. We got some more patients. I'm bringing on.
Okay.
I feel like I'm your receptionist. Please fill out these papers. The doctor will see you soon. Today on the phone, 206-963. Is this one of the top authors of the nation? Is this Cassandra Smith?
Yes, it is. The superwoman of the state of Washington. Entrepreneur and author.
Doctor, the doctor is gonna be busy today.
Oh yeah.
What do you take? And as what I'm trying to tell you, doctor, these are two powerful women, and one's in Washington State, one's here in Georgia. You're statewide, Miss Smith, okay, Super Smith. What do you think about what the doctor said when it comes to being a lookout lady in your own records when it goes back to school as far as what we need for the individual students of different age groups to be prepared? Can you concur with me to say that he's talking real knowledge? Isn't that right?
Yes, he is, because I'm very interested on the computers, knowing that I can even say my mother's computer has so many viruses just by simply either downloading an innocent app or, as Google, you know, they don't even have what you call protection. And if you do have Google, is really one of the worst ones, because there is no actual identity theft that's worth a form of protection. And if you go into the automated service, there is no protection. All you're doing is talking to an actual person on the computer. So in that respect of it, a lot of the young people think that they can innocently download something and it really crashes your computer. So speaking of what you're speaking on, it makes sense, but everyone is into the latest, quote-unquote, Microsoft or Apple, and it really does make sense what you're saying. So how would you say to protect viruses? And second question is, what type of model computer would you suggest for a teenager or somebody K through, let's say, sixth grade, knowing that a lot of the computers now are made for children?
Doctor, you're in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you brought up several good points. One of which I want to address immediately is that of viruses, and you also had mentioned identity. And those are questions and things that I deal with every single day. Every single day, someone is always asking me about the security of their computer and how to prevent identity theft. So, first of all, an antivirus such as Norton or McAfee is always recommended. There are free versions of those two softwares, McAfee and Norton. But I always advise people not to get the free version. Rather, it's better to get the paid version. Now, the paid version usually goes for anywhere from $50 all the way up to $160. But if you pay for your own internet service, and a lot of people don't know this, and a lot of internet service providers don't know this, every internet service provider that I have ever come across, they offer a premium antivirus included into your internet service. And it's just a matter of logging into their website and downloading it. And these are premium services such as CA, Norton, and McAfee. And you can get them all at no cost just by simply calling your internet service provider. And those will also have lots of identity theft options as well.
So, in other words, if you have Xfinity or AT&T, all they need to do is go to their AT&T or Xfinity or Comcast, whatever you know you're familiar with, and to download it. And I'm going to tell you, on a personal note, and this is why I'm trying to tell you why I have Dr. Aaron as my doctor when it comes to computers, is because we're paranoid now about the download of security. Because you don't know if they're – and then if you download it and all of a sudden then they lock your whole computer up. Can you explain it one more time to say how – because I'm paranoid when I say, you know, it's free security, or I get a pop-up, you know, that says, you know, your computer has been, you know, violated. Download this. I'm paranoid doing anything. So if you can, doctor, one more time, tell us real quickly, if we have, for instance, let's just say this is used Xfinity or Comcast, for instance, or AT&T or whatever, is can you give us the procedure and to, for us to feel like myself, I'm talking about me. Because there's so many people, there's so many, you know, security protections, and you don't know if it's a virus or it's not. So can you go back and explain it slowly to where to go if you would, let's just say Xfinity, okay?
Sure. So basically, if you there's antivirus protection, there's probably hundreds, probably even thousands of antivirus programs that are out there. The majority of them will actually do your computer bad, and which basically means you'll be in worse shape than you were before you downloaded the antivirus program. So,
right.
What I usually recommend to my computer customers is, with every ISP, that is internet service provider, such as Xfinity, AT&T. Here in Arizona, we have Comcast and also Cox. But whatever your state has, every internet service provider has a service that you can download a premium version of an antivirus onto your computer and have the protection, the additional level of protection that many families need to protect them from identity theft, worms, trojans, antiviruses, viruses, malware. And these programs do an excellent job, and it doesn't cost you any more money than what you're already spending on your current internet service. And these services are available to anyone that already, just as you being a subscriber to their service, they will offer it to you at no charge. And it's a premium service. It's not the free ones that infect your computer, but it's the premium ones which is what you want.
Ms. Bailey.
Yes?
Are you writing this down? Now, this is the lookout lady. She's looking out, and guess what? Mm-hmm. She's right now writing this down because people come to her for suggestions, and also I have, like I said, I got women statewide. I have Cassandra. I'm gonna get her on the phone right now. Do you understand what the doctor is saying, Tricia, when it comes to security?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Stay online. Doctor, hold on. I'm your receptionist today. Celebrity receptionist. Cassandra?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear what he was talking about, security?
I do, because let's say, for example, doctor, let's the third-party companies, because sometimes it's people are thrown off, and I know I've been thrown off at times, when let's say Microsoft update, and then a third party will come up and they have your information. How is it those third parties can come and get your information, break through your IP address, and say, oh, they're a third party, then they tell you from a whole nother state, it looks like somebody has either hacked your information or you have all these viruses, and that's why your computer slows down. So what do you say to that part of it?
Okay, so the way they get your information, now this is going to sound a little backwards, but the way they get your information is you are actually giving it to them. And I'll tell you exactly how that happens. If we just take your typical, you know, Windows Vista, Windows 7, 8, or even up to Windows 10, anytime you are installing a program, number one, the system will usually pop up a window saying, hey, this third-party company is about to install software in your computer. You could either say yes or no. But be advised, if you say yes to that question, then the installation process will start. Part of the terms and conditions that let's be honest, nobody ever reads them. They just check the box and just go on to the next thing. But as you hit yes, yes, continue, next, you know, install, those windows that you are clicking through, is you are actually granting permission for certain aspects of your computer to be shared with the company that developed that software that you're installing. Now, if you were to deny anything or say no to any of those agreements, obviously the program would not install. That's why it's important to only download reputable and known to be good softwares made by reputable companies that have a good reputation of providing good services for a large number of people, because popular things are usually good.
Okay. Now, as we're coming around the corner, can you give your contact information, doctor? How can people who are listening to you today? Because here's the thing, you know, just like what Cassandra was saying, just like Trisha was saying, like I'm saying, is that I'm paranoid about what, you know, to download. Now, the big kicker is if you are with Comcast, for instance, right, go to their website. Download their security, correct? But now, here is the thing. Let me ask you a question, because this is really on the minds of all the people who are listening, and thank you so many people listening to my show. There's over 5,000 people listening in right now. Back to school is about a month away, okay, for K through 5, and then we have college-bound kids. Can you, because I know you had your six, you know, reasons, can you give your contact information and then follow through with the rest of your six steps?
Sure. So I'll give you the contact information now, and I'll give it again at towards the end. I do want to thank you, Tom, for having me on the show. You have an awesome show here, and I hope to I'll be on the show again if that's okay. And
maybe.
So.
You gotta start. You gotta start paying a celebrity receptionist. Okay.
Yes, I appreciate it. So the I'm with the name of my company is Computer Doctor of Tucson. We're located in Tucson, Arizona. Phone number for main phone number is 520-261-5508. Again, 520-261-5508. If you call that number, you will get me personally. And I have a small shop in the center of town, and I'm always coming into laptops that I refurbish for resale. They're not new, but they carry my guarantee. Tom, you bought some. Satisfied. I'm actually sending out another battery today to fix that small issue that had popped up there. But that's what I do, and I hope to get some more business. So, if it's okay, let me go back through these six areas that people need to pay attention to when they're buying computers. Number one, cost. Just because a computer is more expensive does not necessarily mean that it's better. And there's always a computer out there for every budget. There's a computer out there. If you have $2,000 to spend, guaranteed there'll be a $2,000 computer out there. But if you only have $150 to spend, there's also computers that you can buy for that. You can ask me how. Battery life. Usually battery lives on your traditional Windows computer is only about maybe 2 to 4 hours. On a brand new computer, you may expect to see it listed as up to 6 hours. If you have a little bit more money and being away from a power cord or having a long battery life is very important to you, an Apple computer can run at full power on the battery for 12 hours or longer. So battery life is very good with the Apples. Also, you want to pay attention to the type of processor. You want to make sure that you're looking at the type of processor. It starts with the letter I. That means it's a good. It could be i3, an i5, or an i7. i7 is being the best. And if you have a computer that has one of those processors, you're in very good shape. Longevity. If you want a computer that's going to last long, you should stay away from the 17-inch screens. They usually have very poorly designed hinges that when, as you open and close the computer over time, the hinges start to break off and the plastic starts to crack. So stay away from 17-inch screens. And something else that contributes greatly to how long a computer will last, they have something called solid-state drives. Or SSDs. They're different from the traditional hard drive. The traditional hard drive has a spinning disk with a reader and lots of moving parts. The SSD, which stands for solid-state drive, is just a series of cascading chips with no moving parts. And they work a lot faster and will last easily 5 times longer than a traditional hard drive. And hard drives do fail. I see that every day in my profession as well. We covered cost, battery life, processor, and longevity of buying a laptop for back to school. So the other two areas, operating system and considering the usage. Now, the most popular operating system right now that is, in my opinion, which is the most stable, is still Windows 7. Windows 7 I use on my home computer. I use it on my work computer. Right now, it is the most stable operating system. Right now, Windows is trying to extend or trying to force people into upgrading to Windows 10. But you need to deny those upgrades because not every computer is ready for Windows 10. And the sixth point is usage. You want to consider the usage. If you're doing anything with video or anything with graphic design, you know, a lot of kids are doing that, you know, in high school and even in college. If you're doing anything with video editing, video or picture editing, or any type of graphic design, you want to go with the higher RAM. Usually traditional, your average amount of RAM that computer would have would be somewhere, at the very least, 2 gigs of RAM. But if you're doing anything having to do with graphic design, video design, or anything like that, you would want to have at least 6 gigs of RAM. Okay.
Wow.
And so you want to make sure that you realize the usage. You know, stay away from those large screen laptops because the hinges break a lot on those. If you're going to get a large screen, if you really, really want a large screen laptop, though, you would have to go with the Apple. But it also comes with the Apple price tag, too, of a $1,000 or more. So if that's what your budget allows, then go for it.
Well, listen, as we're coming around once again, if you can, I'm going to go down the line just real quickly. And can you give your contact information? And I'm bringing on Trisha and Cassandra. These women, listen, they're going to take my receptionist job. Trisha.
Yeah.
Okay.
My contact information is lookoutladyken@gmail.com. Or I can be reached at 404-441-0075.
Okay. Now, let's look out, lady. Say it again.
Okay, I got the number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sandra, are you racing the NASCAR or what?
Actually, I am. Right now, it's all good. Quick question for the doctor. How do you feel about the Acer laptop? Because I know my niece had an actual laptop like that, and those hinges broke. Is that the 17-inch you're referring to, that particular model?
Yes, Acer makes several models that are 17-inch, which are the large screens.
Large screen.
And those are the ones that break the easiest.
Yes.
The large screens.
Okay. That explains why her laptop broke. Okay.
Well, hold on a second, Cassandra. Here's a kicker. When you talk with a doctor and you have the doctor and you're a client, patient of the doctor, he's able to go and do remote repairs. And can you just say real quickly in a minute, because we're coming to the end of the show, doctor, about why they need to don't worry about it. You understand what I'm trying to tell you, Cassandra? And just like he said, downloading this and downloading that, or you don't know, you paranoid about it like I am about it. I called the doctor in the middle of the night. He's like, Tom, calm down, okay? But can you say something about if you purchase a computer from them, he has the ability. Cassandra, I know you... you have the ability, doctor, to guarantee, not guarantee, but to give security on your remote service. Can you talk about that?
So I have a remote service. Basically, you call me on the phone. I send you a very special connection email. You click the link on it. There's a small safe install of a light running program called TeamViewer, and you basically read off the special connection number that appears on your screen. Then you give me permission to connect to your computer once, and I can see your screen, move your mouse, and type on your keyboard remotely from where I am, anywhere you are. And I can find any problems that your computer has, and I can fix them remotely. And whatever I can't, then I'll advise you from there. But it's a very useful tool.
Well, thank you so much, doctor, for taking your time out today, because I know you're very busy. For those who are in need of media exposure, you can contact me. My name is Tom. LiveZ, and that's L-I, V as in Victory, S-E-Y. You can find me on Facebook. You can Google me, Tom LiveZ, L-I, V as in Victory, S-E-Y-T-O. You can see some of the writings that I do. I'm a national talk show host, national news editor for several different media outlets. But you got to have a mechanic if you got going to be driving a Jaguar. And you got to have somebody that you can know you can rely on if you're driving a Lamborghini. More importantly is today in technology, you have to have the doctor of computers if you're going to be doing any kind of computing from K through 12, freshmen, seniors who are, you know, have limitations of their own technological opportunities or aspirations. Thank you so much, Doctor, for being on the show. Please come back. You can contact me at 404-434-1170. Give your contact one more again.
Yes, 520-261-5508.
Can I get a dap?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Let me see. Watch this. Cassandra, give him a goodbye. give him a goodbye kiss.
The doctor.
Thank
you.
Well, thank you all so much for being on the show. Thank you, Cassandra. And again, you have the information. We have it. Everything else. But most importantly, Cassandra, let's help this doctor keep his waiting room full. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, one love, doctor. I wasn't going to say that. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cassandra.